You wouldn't expect a marijuana expo in the nation's capital, since it's still against federal law to possess the drug. And since it's still illegal to sell pot in the city, there was no marijuana at the trade show, at least none in sight. But there were small startup businesses with products designed to grow the weed or consume it.
I love marijuana, so it's best to find out what everyone is starting to do for it.
Visitors at the sold-out trade show ranged in age from their 20s to 70s. Many came because they were curious.
I was just interested in sort of what comes with this sort of new legislation in the past. Sort of what are the things that we can start looking into to take advantage of the new freedom that we have?
Things like lighting systems or the seedling planter. Eric DeFeo, co-founder of the Roots Planter, says it was designed for indoor vegetable gardens.
We really didn't start getting traction with this product until it was, suggested that you can use this for cannabis.
Rosina Memelo says she may have found a system that works for her.
I intend to plant my lettuce, my tomatoes, my cucumbers, hopefully if the bugs don't get them, and marijuana.
In Washington, it's now legal to cultivate up to 6 marijuana plants at home. David DeGraff, owner of the Grow School in Colorado, says anyone can learn how to cultivate the weed through his online classes.
How to set up their grow rooms properly, how to water and fertilize, how to solve problems in the grow room that might occur.
Users who want to know more about the many strains of marijuana can turn to free apps from the online service Leafly. Co-founder Cy Scott says the most popular variety is called Blue Dream.
It's a pretty readily available strain, and it also is one that doesn't really put you to sleep like so many do, so people really like it.
But how do you know if your marijuana is safe to consume? Well, Teron Gray has a mobile machine for that purpose, and for a fee, will check your pot for potency, pesticides, and fungicides.
And I'll take my machine to wherever residence or wherever you want to be at for me to test your cannabis.
Chris Wright's Maryland-based company, Scentless, found a new air purification market for marijuana.
We've designed filters for the indoor gardens and tents that will remove 100% of the odor so you can grow discreetly.
And those looking for drug paraphernalia could find plenty at the expo.
I like these new pens that they have going around. You can carry it with you.
After seeing all the products, KDI is considering a career change.
There are plenty of business teams like here that are of interest. Lots of marketing opportunities, sales for the future.
And she's not alone, because like others, she believes she can make a pot of money with legal pot. Deborah Block, VOA News, Washington.